Nancy Fethurston says she literally woke up counting gunshots when she was jolted awake in her Pine Street apartment early Sunday morning. That was the reality of a police-involved shooting that left a 19-year-old dead and an officer taken to hospital with serious injuries. Fethurston says she heard 6 or 7 gunshots in rapid succession, a pause, and then one more gunshot. "We saw the dead kid, you know? The first thing I hear waking up is the shots, then when I got to my window I heard the officer say, 'Officer down.' But before that, I heard him say, 'I was shot in the ass,' and then later I heard him say, 'I can't feel my legs.' That's all I'm worried about, this officer," said Fethurston, speaking with Sue Today Sunday. "I mean, the scene was completely under control, and then there's no response from the guy laying on the ground and they're telling him to 'put your weapon down.' They called him Michael. When they finally disarmed him, they had to make sure he wasn't going to be a threat. He was already gone." She says there are a number of bullet holes in the building next to her. "It just felt really big city, and I'm a country girl. It was a bit of a shock, that's all," she said. Fethurston shared her account of the incident on a social media group shortly after it happened. She regrets her actions and is apologizing publicly. "I really wasn't thinking clearly," she said. Fethurston tells Sue Today that she moved from her previous home on Tancred Street in hopes of ending up in a better neighborhood. "I had this illusion that this was a safer neighborhood, but that's kind of shot to hell now," she said. The investigation is now in the hands of Ontario's Special Investigations Unit. 4 investigators and 2 forensic investigators have been assigned to the case.